This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tampa Bay Lightning, huge favorites, or they are favorite, to win the Stanley Cup this year. And that is where our next guest is, down in the Sunshine State. Dan Rosen does a great job covering the National Hockey League for NHL.com, joins us now. Hey, Dan, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning, bud.
Dan, what's up?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Do well, Dan. Before we run through these series and the Stanley Cup playoffs, I mean, Taz and I love them when they roll around each and every year. Draft lottery last night, Devils win it, Rangers picking second. As a Ranger fan, fired up about that. How good is Hughes and Kako? How good are these two prospects? Because it seems to be those two and then everybody else, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, I can't tell you that I have intimate knowledge of these guys, but I know, you know, a lot, you know, from what I've heard from around the league and from other people, that they are without question the top two picks. And then it's a drop off after that. Then it becomes more of a, you know, it's a little uncertain after that, but these two are no question the top two. Hughes is a playmaker. He's like 17 years old, big-time playmaker. His brother is a defenseman now for the Vancouver Canucks. He came up, signed out of the University of Michigan this year. He was a high pick too for the Canucks. And Jack Hughes has got this incredible skating and incredible playmaking ability from everything I've heard. And Kaapo Kakko's a finished product, and he's got the shot. He's a shooter, and he's big and physical, and doesn't mind messing around, you know, getting involved, shall we say.
Mixing it up a little bit, right? Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit. He's also a terrific playmaker, too. So they are, I think, without question, the top two, and then it drops off from there. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes because, you know, Mark, for you, a Ranger fan, you know, they need a shooter.
They do.
They need a guy who's going to shoot the puck, put the puck in the net. And Kako could be the guy who comes to them because the Devils might want Hughes, and that would be fine, I think, for the Rangers if that were to happen. And it would probably be the guy that they would covet more, in my estimation, but we'll see.
You listen to Taz and the Moose right now. We got our special guest is Dan Rosen, senior writer for NHL.com. All right, so I'm on the other side of the fence as the Moose. I'm an Islander fan, Dan. So I want to ask you a two-part question. Barry Trotz doing a great job, obviously, with the Isles. Talk on that, if you don't mind, for a second. Also, can the Isles take care of the Pens?
I think they can. Honestly, I really do. I think the way the Islanders play defense and their goaltending, they make it so hard on teams. To score, they make it. They're the best defensive team in the league this season. They drop their goals against from one year to the next by over 100. I mean, it's an insane number. I think they're one of six teams in NHL history that's ever done that, to allow 100 fewer goals in the following, you know, from one season to the next. And that's a lot on Barry Trotz. Wow. That's what he brought to this team: a defensive structure, a defensive mindset. Understanding if you keep the puck out of the net, you'll have a chance. And their net was wide open last year, and this year it was pretty well slammed shut. And they make it hard on you. They're going to make it hard on the Penguins because they don't allow a lot in the middle of the ice. They don't allow you to enter the zone cleanly. They will tie up sticks and bodies in front of the nets. They'll win puck battles in the corners. They'll do all of these little grinding things that teams, you know, that play good defense have to do to win. The only fear is that if they allow the Penguins on the power play, that could be the difference in the series because the Penguins can light you up on the power play. And the Islanders are not going to necessarily be able to, outscore them. And, you know, if it gets into a high-scoring game, they're not going to be able to win that game. But if it's low scoring, as most Islander games have been this season, then the Islanders have a really good shot, I think, in that series.
All right.
Trotz has been amazing.
Yeah, he's been great. All right, you're down in Tampa. How about the Lightning? Expected to win a cup this year as they take on Columbus here in the opening round. You're down there, Danny. How do you think this series plays out?
Yeah, I think it plays out exactly as we expect it to play out. I can see the light. I think Lightning in five. I'm going to give Columbus a game, but not much more than that. I mean, take the regular season for what it is, but Tampa played Columbus three times, and they outscored them 17-3 in those games. All right, so different Blue Jackets team, obviously, now. They've got, you know, Duchesne. They've got Ryan Zingle. But this Lightning team is just loaded. I don't know what you can do to stop this team. I guess the only thing you can do to stop them is to force them to have to defend, dominate puck possession. But even then, it doesn't really matter, because they'll skate it out of the zone and bang, they'll score. Just when you think you're dominating a puck possession game against the Lightning, you're going to be down 3-0 because they're going to score on their three chances. That's just the way they are. They have the best power play in the league. They had the best power play in the league, tied with Columbus for the best penalty kill in the league, scored the most goal. I mean, it was just what a season they had, and they have weapons all over the place. So I just don't see how Columbus can match up, especially if this becomes – if Columbus has to chase games early, if the Lightning get a lead early, it's going to be a real problematic for Columbus, because then they're going to have to open it up a little bit to try to score, to try to catch up. And if they open it up against the Lightning, they're just going to get lit up.
All right, Dan, so what if we shift over? We've got St. Louis and Winnipeg, and, you know, O'Reilly for St. Louis has been tremendous. Break this down for us.
I like the Blues. I actually picked the Lightning and the Blues to play in the Stanley Cup Final with the Lightning winning it. I really like the Blues. Say what you want about the way teams are trending in the regular season. I know a lot of people say, you know, all the regular season doesn't mean a whole lot, this, that, and the other. You know what? The Blues have been terrific since January 2nd, 30-10-5, the best record in the league since then. And in the same time frame, the Jets were 22-18-3, and they were 3-5-1 down the stretch in their last nine games. And the Blues, I think, of the Western Conference teams, I think the Blues are the most balanced. They have a first line that can beat you, and they have a fourth line that can beat you, and they have a lot of meat in the middle, too. They're big on D. They're a heavy team. So are the Jets. But if the Jets could pick the one team that they wouldn't want to face in the first round, I think it would be St. Louis, because the way St. Louis matches up with them. And it's all on the rookie goalie in St. Louis. I mean, if he brings it the way he's brought in the regular season, I think they keep going.
All right, how about Dallas and Nashville?
A little more of a toss-up for me. I picked the Stars. It is an upset, but I picked them for the same reasons that I picked the Islanders against the Penguins. Even though the Islanders are the home team, I still think that would be viewed as an upset because of Pittsburgh and what they have in their history. Defense. You know, Dallas was the second-best defending team in the league this season behind the Islanders. They also have the ability to light it up offensively with Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn and Radulov. And now the X factor for them, Matt Zuccarello, who's healthy. And Moose, you know him. I mean, you watch him for the Rangers. He's a playmaker. He's a guy who's going to make – he's going to pass the puck and make plays at times that you just wish he would shoot the puck. He doesn't shoot it enough, but he is a terrific playmaker. And Jamie Benn, who – is just, he's a wonderful all-around player, but he struggled down the stretch this season. He hasn't scored a lot, and he is a goal scorer. I think part of that is they got Matt Zuccarello, I think, to play with Jamie Benn, but Zuccarello broke his arm in the first game that he played, and he hasn't played a full game yet with Dallas, but he's back, and he should be good to go, and if he's playing with Benn, I think he helps Benn, and I think they're going to have enough with their defense, and they'll have enough scoring, I think, to beat Nashville and upset them.
All right, you're listening to Taz and the Moose. Our special guest right now is Dan Rosen, senior writer for NHL.com. All right, so then we got Nightcap City. We got Golden Knights, the team everybody was just going crazy about last year. Las Vegas Golden Knights going to get San Jose the Sharks. Break it down, man.
I like Vegas. I do, and I know they didn't trend well at the end of the regular season, but I like Vegas. I think, you know, for actually many similar reasons why I like St. Louis, because they're balanced. Throughout their lineup, their size, their depth, their ability to lean on an opponent, and their goaltending. And I think that's, for me, part of what it comes down to in this series, who you trust in net. And I trust Marc-Andre Fleury more than I trust Marty Jones for the Sharks. And that's why I think Vegas is going to win the series. And, right. You know, it is a little bit more of a, you know, it's a little bit of a toss-up because both of these teams are good and they have a lot of, you know, excellent characteristics. But I just, you know what, sometimes it just comes down to who you trust in net, like I said. And it's goaltending is so important, especially in the playoffs. You can't allow that one bad goal. And Marty Jones has been allowing that one bad goal a lot this season. So I got to go with Fleury in the Knights.
All right, Danny, three series get going tomorrow night. Let's head back to the Eastern Conference. Boston owns Toronto or did in the regular season. Anything going to change here when these two meet up in the playoffs with that series get going tomorrow night up in Beantown?
It could, but I don't see it happening. I really don't. I mean, the Leafs have Austin Matthews on one line and John Tavares on the other, and that's great. But then Boston can counter by throwing Patrice Bergeron and his line out against Matthews and Zdeno Chara and his defense partner against, you know, Tavares. And that's a good way to shut down two of the best centers in the league right there. You put, you know, two of the top defenders in the league against them. And Bergeron's line with Marchand and David Pastrnak is so good. They'll not just shut you down, they will outscore you, and that's the problem when you face Boston, is because their best offensive line is also their best defensive line. And I just don't think the Leafs are deep enough on the back end, and that hurts them, and Boston's just got this ability to just own Toronto, and I think they continue to do it. They've won five series in a row against Toronto. That dates back to 1969, I believe, but you know, the last two are the ones that everybody remembers, especially last year, and I don't see it changing.
All right, Dan, Hurricane Caps, what do you got?
Yeah, Hurricanes have been a great story this season. You know, the storm surge going on down there, what they do after wins, and you know, it's PNC Arena.
Which I think has been great. I mean, Taz and I have talked about Danny. It's been, we've enjoyed it. I don't care about the criticism.
It's great.
That's been fun.
Man, it's awesome. I love it. I think it's entertainment, right, guys?
Yeah.
I mean, this is you have paying customers there who want to see your team do well, who want to cheer, who want to root, who want to, and then you're continuing on with the entertainment. You're not just skating right off the ice after a win. You know, I think it's great, and it works in that market. I mean, they need things like that in that market, and then I think it's fabulous, and the players have all bought into it. They have a blast with it. That being said, I don't see them getting past Washington. I think the Caps are too deep, talented, experienced. You name it, they got it, and Carolina hasn't made the playoffs since 2009. And I think they got 11 or 12 guys who've never played a playoff game in their careers, and that's going to show.
You know, high expectations for Calgary heading into the postseason. Can Colorado give them a scare?
They can. They can give them a scare, but I don't think they can beat them. The thing with Calgary, much like the same with San Jose, is their goaltending. You know, if that holds up, Calgary can go on a long run here. But it is a question mark, and it's held up in pieces throughout the season, and it's a big reason why, you know, the Flames were able to do it. But you know, the other thing the Flames do so well, and I don't know that you can necessarily rely on it in the playoffs, is they dominate the third period. They were like plus 54 in goal differential in the third period this year. It's insane how they dominated the third period. But you know, part of that is also like, you know, they've chased in some games and had to come back and had to dominate it, and they did. It's not a formula for success in the playoffs. That said, I think they have that speed game. They're strong on the back end. I think they can do enough to beat a Colorado team that is top-heavy, but I do worry a little bit about the Flames because of their goaltending.
And you have Blues Lightning in the final. Who do you have in the conference finals? You have the Blues taking on who?
I got the Blues playing Vegas, and I got Tampa against Washington.
Tampa against Washington. And Dan, we know I work with a Met fan, work with Met fans all over the place. So anytime you're down in Tampa, but I'm sorry for the DeGrom performance last night.
Oh, they got lit up?
The run had to end at some point in time, Dan.
It did. It had to end. I mean, can't really. All right, it's one bad start. You got to get another 27 in a row, right?
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Danny, we appreciate the time this morning. All right, enjoy the game tonight.
All right, guys, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.